Our Bible reading this morning is from Exodus chapter 23, beginning with verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. And from Exodus chapter 3, And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. This morning I want to talk to you about the name of God. And I'd like to read to you an article which appeared in the June 1972 vision written by Swami Ram Dass. As you all know, he was a votary of the name. And his God realization was absolute and complete. He said, The divine name is all sufficient. Its sweetness when chanted is incomparable. To attain purity and concentration of mind, there is no practice easier and more potent than the repetition of the name. The name can directly take you into the presence of God. Nay, it can transform your entire existence and fill it with divine light, love, and bliss. It can raise you to the heights of spiritual perfection. Blessed indeed is he who has the name always on his lips. People are after various methods for the realization of God. They engage themselves in diverse spiritual disciplines. But in most cases, such sadhanas tend only to increase the pride of the aspirant and make him live a life imbued with a sense of all-importance, self-adulation, and self-conceit, while the name by its power enables the aspirant to gradually shed his egoistic consciousness and become pure, humble, and peaceful. So the name is admittedly an all-comprehensive sadhana by itself. Having faith in the assurance of saints who have made the name their sole refuge and who drink the nectar of it day and night, take the name and repeat it with all love and devotion. The efficacy of the name is known only through personal experience. God and his name are not different. To tune yourself with the music of the name is to be in intimate communion with God. When you have this most natural way of contacting the divine, why should you have recourse to other sadhanas which go only to worsen your struggle and produce unnecessary strain? With joy at heart, you have to go to meet your eternal beloved. With his name on your tongue, you can do this. Your aim is to realize divine presence within yourself and everywhere in the universe. The name purifies your life and makes it holy because it directly opens your heart to the awareness of God within. The name grants you the knowledge of your eternal fellowship with the Supreme Beloved. And thereafter you will not miss him or feel separated from him. He is your companion at all times and places. Verily, the name elevates you to a new world and a new consciousness, even though you seem to be living on the earthly plane. The name blesses your sight with universal vision. It causes the outflow of infinite love from your heart. It infuses divine power in every part of your being and makes you his radiant child and servant. Ram Dass exhorts everyone who has taken shelter under the enlightening and all-protecting grace of the name to chant it constantly and not to forget it for a single moment, because the name is everlasting truth and giver of joy and immortality. You need only two things, the company of saints and the repetition of the divine name. All else is superfluous and burdensome. Blessings of saints and chanting of the glorious name can change you into the likeness of God himself. So attach yourself to the name with all your heart and soul. May the light emanating from the name ever illumine your path and grant you inner sanctity and God vision. The name of God is indeed all-powerful. It is a part of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This is a tremendous prayer, and it contains everything within it. It is a prayer to God, who is at once the source and the creator of our being. And the word hallowed means holy, holy, purified. And that is what the name is, because the name is God. The name is all protective. Down through the ages, people have been using the name of God to pray to Him for things they need, for things they desire. They have prayed to Him when they have needed help. They have prayed to Him when they have needed protection. And in His name, miracles have been performed. Absolute miracles. Master gave us the tremendous mantra, God, Christ, Guru. God is the divine, the unmanifested being. Christ is that Christ consciousness which came forth first from His bosom. And the Guru is the living manifestation of that name, the perfected one in human form. In the original Sanskrit language, which was developed as an offshoot of the Aryan language, this language was discovered by the rishis years and years ago. They went into the laboratories of their own souls, and they explored within themselves the meaning of the name and of all creation. And even the Sanskrit alphabet is in itself a perfect mantra, because it contains within it the first vibrations of creation. And it is said that the word Om contains within it all sounds, all vibrations, and is the most powerful one on earth. It is that life stream which is constantly emanating forth from God. It is electrical in nature. It is filled with light, but it is also filled with the power and the wisdom of God. Now, we think so many times in the Christian religion that we have the first truth, the only truth. And yet, thousands of years ago, these wise men sat, as I say, and explored the laboratories of their own souls. And they found that God was Om Tat Sat. And the Om is the divine being, and Tat means that, the indescribable. And Sat is a state of being, or that which is manifested from the divine. And it is exactly the same thing as this Bible chapter that says, I am the Lord God, I am that. So wherein lies the difference? Om Tat Sat. I can remember years ago, when I was discussing with Master an experience I had in meditation, and I was telling him about forces that I felt around me that I didn't feel quite comfortable with. And he said, whenever these forces come, he said, this is pure delusion. He said, take your hands, put them together, and around your solar plexus, say this, Om Tat Sat, and do this three times. I am that. In other words, nothing but the eternal truth of God could come through. I am that. Now the word Hari is a name of Krishna. And Hari, in this sense, means the dispeller of sin. So there are many in India who take the name of God in the form of the mantra, Hari Om Tat Sat. This is a tremendous and a powerful thing. But also, you could add the Om in front of God, Christ Guru, and you would have exactly the same thing. So whichever you feel comfortable with, take the name of God. Say it over and over and over again. This is the simplest method of all. As you know in the teachings that I give you, I have taken just the skeleton forms of techniques, just a few, because I, like Ramdas, feel that to clutter up your mind with all of the ways and means of attaining God is to retard your spiritual progress. You can do a few asanas, and the book that is recommended is Yoga and Health by Yasudian and H. This is a good book for everyone to have. And the purpose for Hatha Yoga, which this book describes, is to prepare your temple, your body, in order that you might experience the truth of the living God. There are many classes of Hatha Yoga being given today, all over the United States. And it is a wonderful thing, because this is certainly a step in the right direction. But the difficulty is that not in all cases is the fact that this is to be used as a preparation to experience the divine within you. And this should be made clear by all teachers. It is merely the stepping stone for that which is to come later. But most Americans take it purely as a physical exercise, and they do it in order that they might keep their bodies in better condition. And fundamentally, it's the same thing. But it doesn't have the power, and it will not have the results that it could have if they were told and gradually led into the idea of the spiritual meaning and purpose of this particular type of yoga. And so we teach this. We give you a couple of breathing exercises. We teach you the method for concentration and meditation. And then forever and always, I teach you Jesus' main teaching, and that is to seek ye first God and His kingdom. And all of these other things will be added unto you. There are people who spend years and years and years practicing one or another of the different types of yoga. And their mind becomes so concentrated on whatever technique they are using that in truth they become vainglorious. They've forgotten completely the goal which they set out to reach. But with the name, this is an entirely different thing, because the name is God. It is a simple method of attaining Him. It can be practiced wherever you are. It doesn't make any difference if you're playing, if you're working, if you're meditating, if you're having recreation of some kind. Let God's name be forever upon your lips. It is a strange thing, the way we punish ourselves, the way we keep our good from coming to us, because we will let everything and everyone come before God, when God was before everyone and everything. And we are that. We are content to live like little worms groveling in the earth, crawling along like ants, like slaves, instead of realizing that we are that fire, that light, that truth, that power, that wisdom, and that to us, even as God, all things are possible if we will tune in and become one with Him. One with Him. All the things, experiences that come into our lives are but for one purpose, and that is to destroy that which is keeping us from the consciousness and the realization of our oneness with God. And yet we hang on to these little things that disturb us, not realizing that this is a part and a parcel of the crucifixion which must be gone through. The Indians taught so many wonderful things in their trinity, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. They have formed the creator, and Vishnu the preserver, and Shiva the destroyer. and many of them worship Shiva. Now, Shiva is a destructive aspect, which can be compared to Satan, at least the Rudra part, because that suffering, that disintegration must come. But what is meant by that? That this is still a form of God in the pure aspect, not in the tempting aspect, but in the pure aspect. Because what it does is to dissolve, to disintegrate that which is worn out and old and deteriorated or degenerated within us, in order that that which is pure, which is divine, which is holy, may manifest itself thoroughly, absolutely. What is a name? All names come from the one name of God. I am, the great I am. These names are used to designate persons, places, or things. There is a common name, and there is a name that is given as a title. We put names on things or groups or schools or churches. Everything has a name. But when you stop to think of the fact that every single name, even your name, came from that one great name of God, and if you would but take His name, all of this which is keeping you from the realization of your oneness with Him would be dissolved in using His name, because all, everything, ourselves and everything that we see as this appearing universe, contained in Him, that one name. So if you want God realization, if you want it the easy way, the way without any amount of effort except repetition of His name with all faith, all love, all devotion, then that God realization can be attained that way. Because it seems in this modern day world, and it's always been so, that people want something for nothing. And they especially want the greatest of all gifts, the pearl, which is beyond price even. Let alone say it is the greatest, the great price which must be paid for. They want it for nothing. They want the guru, the spiritual teacher, to reach over and touch them on the shoulder and say, I give you God realization. And it does not come that way. It is a thing to be earned. As I told the people that were over on Wednesday night, you have to yearn for God. You have to yearn for Him with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And then you have to learn about Him. You have to learn how to become one with Him. You have to keep your attention on that and do whatever is necessary in the form of action to learn all that you can about this wonderful Lord. And He is all around you. He is all around you. And then when you have yearned for Him and learned about Him, then you will earn Him. You will earn Him. And not before that time. Everything that came, came as a note of music. You have within yourself a certain name. And if you can go within yourself and discover that name of yours, which is God, I assure you that you will have bliss indescribable, wisdom, light, realization, which is beyond my power to tell you. It is a tremendous thing, this name of yours. We spend ages, lifetimes, saying that we want God, searching for Him in a haphazard fashion, but never really getting down to work. Do you not realize that the power of the name has the power to dissolve all of your worries, all of your problems, any ill health that you have? It will be your protector, your guide, your director. Prophecy is in the name. Even the prophets who took the name of God. And you remember that Jesus said over and over again that they could heal in His name. And that name is the name of the first begotten Son of God. Jesus, who comes in the form of flesh as the Savior of each and every one of us, and goes on through the experiences which come to him in the human state to be the Christed One, the glorious Son of God. And each and every one of us have this power to become that, to have a life which we can live instead of merely existing in torture, in sorrow, in trouble, in self-pity. Let us take all of the vicissitudes which life brings us with joy, knowing that God gives us these things for his own plan and his own purpose. And that is that the Shiva aspect within us may go to work and destroy all that is old and worn out and degenerate. And that the truth can once more be placed in that great I Am. And that we can become pure and holy and wonderful and beautiful and vibrant in life. We hang on to our possessions. We hang on to our dear ones. And we feel torture and sorrow when someone or something is taken away from us. And yet this is the greatest blessing, because it teaches us one tremendous lesson, and that is that we all belong to God. That there is nothing but God everywhere, in every form which walks the earth. All are he. Because he said, I am that. I am that. I wish I could take your minds and your hearts and fill them so greatly with this divine name that you would be able to go in and feel the bliss of this wondrous presence, that you would no longer walk in ignorance and darkness, wondering, shall I do this or shall I do that? Am I to blame for this or should I be praised for this? God is a sole doer in the universe. His name, his fame, his glory are the only things which should be put forth. Let us forget our little selves, that self which causes us nothing but grief and crying and trouble, and lay hold of the name of the Lord. Take it with us wherever we go. Have it forever upon our lips. Say it out loud in the beginning. And then gradually, as the power of the name, through your great love and devotion for him, makes itself felt inside of you, then it will gradually cease outwardly. And you will find that it repeats itself unconsciously within you, and you become conscious of it. And then all of a sudden that ceases, and you have gone beyond the mind. And that simple process has taken you beyond all of this outer into oneness with your real self. The name has two phases. It is that which comes forth from the power of God, from the intelligence of God. But it has a subtle sound meaning inside, that whatever you send forth in the way of a word, which is a name, carries with it its own vibration, its own consciousness, and its own power. We must remember that. There are so many four-letter words being bandied about today in movies and television by people on the streets everywhere. And it is horrible. I have heard some of it, and it makes me cringe. How can they do that to themselves? Because every single word, every name that goes forth from your lips carries with it its own vibration and will return to you. Not to somebody else that you give to, but to you. But it also has its effect on them. But you do not do them the disservice, because you make them measure up, perhaps, and make them see themselves as they are sometimes. But what it does, when they refuse to accept it, is it returns to you, and instead of destroying them, it destroys you. That's how powerful that name is. So it behooves each and every one of us to think with everything we have of what we say. First, of the thoughts that we permit to come into our mind. Many thoughts come. They come as temptations. But keep hold of the ones that are holy, that are good. And you do that by repeating the name of God, because that will become a new habit in your life. It will cure any illness. I don't care what kind it is. It will cure any desire but the desire for him. Only that desire will grow like a flame inside of you. and light your way. It will cure any difficulty, any trouble, but you must reach out when you say the name in total trust and faith that it will do the works, because it will. It will. It can move mountains. It can change your life. It can save a life. It can heal a life. It can protect you from your enemies. I remember in India, Papa's telling about one time when Mother Krishnabai first went to live at the ashram, and she was his only disciple living in. And of course, man's mind being minds being what they are, immediately thought the worst. They didn't know that this woman's devotion and love for God was so great that she had left her little children even to go to her guru in order that she might find God realization. And so some of the villagers came one night, and they were going to murder her. And when they came to her and grabbed hold of her, she stumbled over a barrel. And she said one name, Ram, Ram, Ram. That's the name of God to her. And immediately, it was as though that name was the dispeller indeed of evil. And the men turned and fled. I myself, as a result of it, Mother had a bad back for years and years and years. But she felt that this was in a good cause, because she had proven the power of the name to save her from death. Even I myself have had this experience. I have felt hands around my throat, literally choking the life out of me. And I couldn't even speak. And inside of myself, I said, God, Christ, Guru, as my master had taught me. Immediately the hands went away. There is power in the name. I know this firsthand. I have used this mantra many, many times with the most tremendous results. I invite you to use it every day of your lives, every moment of your lives. The name is so purely wonderful. There's a story told in India about a great saint who was inebriated with the name of God. And people used to gather around him in large numbers. And one night he was going to sing kirtan at one of the large bhajan halls. So they came in great, great numbers, as the Indian people do. And the saint became so ecstatic, repeating and singing the name of God, that he danced. So he was singing and dancing to the name of God, and people were enraptured. And he became more imbued with the bliss of God, until he lost his consciousness of the fact that he was in the room. And he just repeated the name of God. He was in this state of bliss, and he danced and he danced and he danced. Finally at dawn, he opened his eyes. The whole bhajan hall was deserted. And on the blanket in front of him sat one man. And he looked at him with great joy. Ah, he said, my friend, I am so happy to see that you alone of all of those who came loved the name of God so much that you stayed until the dawn. The man said, I couldn't go. You were standing on my blanket. And the saint said, oh, I am sorry. Forgive me. And he stepped off of the blanket, and the blanket man took his blanket and left. Do you see how fickle is our protestation of love for God? We say we want him, but in truth, we don't. We want to satisfy our little self. And there is another story told about the power of the name, that once there was a very great saint, and many people were following him, and he was walking by a place where there were about 100 men constructing some sort of an edifice. And just as they walked by, this edifice toppled over, and it crushed not only many of the people, but also the saint. So the people who had followed the saint felt terrible about it. But they knew that there was no hope for him, because the devastation had been too great. But they wanted to dig up his remains and put it someplace where they could worship his remains, as they do over there. And so they started digging, and finally they uncovered the skeletons of many of the people. But they were in a great state, because they couldn't figure out which were the bones of the saint. So another saint came along, and he had taken the name of God as Bithal, which incidentally was Ramdas's original name. And he repeated Bitha over and over and over again, which is the name of God. And so he came along and he undertook to select out of all the skeleton bones the bones of the saint. And what he did was to take each bone up and listen at his ear. And the bones of the saint kept ringing with the word Bitha, Bitha, Bitha. His love of God, his devotion to the name was so great that it had even permeated his very bones. That's tremendous, this power. Tremendous. Do this simple thing. To keep your attention, as Jesus said, ever fixed upon God, him first in the kingdom of heaven. And you will reward yourself so greatly that you will never be able to realize how simple a thing it was when you really started. In closing, I'd like to read you what it says in Revelations. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. This is tremendous, you see, because when you get to this high state, you turn, as it were, and you see this river of light which is in your spine. And here it says, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life. Now you are in the form of a tree, which it also refers to as the human body being in the form of a tree, which bare 12 manner of fruits. And again, that is your six spinal centers with the positive and negative forces, which yield their fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of nations. And then there shall be no curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. And the Lamb is the sacrificial Christ, and his servants shall serve him. And you remember that in one part of the Bible it says, no man shall see God at any time. But here, when he has attained that state of Christhood, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, the name of God himself, because they have attained the state, I am. Now let us pray to him. Our Father which art in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
In earth as it is in heaven.
In earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses.
And forgive us our trespasses.
As we forgive those who have trespassed against us.
And we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation.
And lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from all evil.
But deliver us from all evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
For thine is the kingdom.
And the power.
And power.
And the glory.
And the glory.
Forever. Amen.
Amen.